This call is being recorded.
Good evening, Passion of Christ. This is Pastor Bishop R.C. Pritchett. Do we have anybody on board with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am, Bishop.
All right. How you doing, Sister Kathy?
Bishop, I don't know. This stuff got me going, but God is able.
All right. I know that's right. He's going to bring you through it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see who else we have on board. Anybody else with us? Hi, Sister Lopez. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
All right. I just happened to see you on Facebook today. Look like you've been having fun on your retirement.
Yes, I have.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Hope the Lord bless you and keep it up.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see who else is on board.
Okay.
Why? How you doing, Sister Cathcart?
I just woke up.
Oh, you just woke up?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I guess you're going to bring it off.
I'll be listening in, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'll be
listening.
May God bless.
Okay. Well, I just hope and pray that everything will be well with you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's see who else on board. Okay. Well, I guess no one else has drawn in with us yet, but we're going to go ahead.
Brother Brown is here.
Hey, Brother Brown, how you doing?
All right.
All right, so glad to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Glad that you're able to get in on our lesson.
Yes.
Okay, once again, we're going to continue on our lesson that we've been studying on. We missed last week due to the bad weather. And but we thank God we are back in the saddle again, because this is one particular subject that a lot of us need to be aware of, be conscious of, be alert of, and not to get all wrapped up in it, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there that's very toxic. So let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us once again to come together on this Wednesday evening, oh Lord, to study your word and to study, Heavenly Father, what is meaningful to our life, what is good for us according to your word, and the things that we need to shun from, stay away from, and as well as people that we need to stay away from. Father, we pray, O Lord, that we know that you love everybody, but yet you told us, Heavenly Father, that our ways are not like your ways, your thoughts is not like our thoughts. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so is your ways above our ways. Your thoughts is above our thoughts. So, Father God, we just come pray, Heavenly Father, that you help us, O Lord, be wise, Heavenly Father, in making different choices in our life and who we allow to come into our life, because we know that the enemy is busy and he have many amps, he have many people to use in order to get us wrapped up and tangled up with him. And we know him, the Father, he is a master deceiver, and he's a user and abuser. So, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you help us to overcome, and we pray that you would put your hedge around all your children, that we may be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil. Father, we thank you. We pray, my Father, for those who is with us. We pray for those who want to be with us but cannot be. We also pray, my Father, that you will please, Father, those who are sick among us. Please, Father, touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. We know, my Father, that you got a special touch that no one else have. You can touch the bodies, my Father, and use hands, oh God, through others to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. We pray, Heavenly Father, that whatever is hurting your children, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will be loose from it. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that Satan and all of these demonic spirits and all of the sickness will be loose in the name of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, healing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your word, for your word is left to our feet and light to our pathway. We just give you praises in Jesus' name. Now use me for your glory. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will come in and use me in order that you may receive all of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Now, I'm going back. Those of you who can, I would like for you to stay with us. And I want you to know that I had changed the time on Wednesday nights from 7:40 from 7 o'clock to we want to change our time back to what it used to be. And the time that we had was 7 to 7:45. But since the majority of you is used to 7:30 now, starting at 7:30, we will continue to start at 7:30, but we'll just add 15 minutes on to it, which we'll be due by 8:15. So that would give us 45 minutes instead of 30. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I do have more time, and we want to hear more from you as far as your response is concerned concerning the lesson. We want you to be able to read scriptures, and we want to be able to receive your input also on our subjects. And once again, I'd just like to remind you that we kind of pulled this subject out of the hat. And I got to commend Sister Pritchett, as Jerome said, Mama Pritchett, for coming up with this particular topic. And it is very needed. And I just thank God for her and for her input. Now, I want you to also, whatever's on your mind, something that you need to be discussed, for as the word of God is concerned, or any subject out there that you need us to talk about, that's bothering you, feel free to let Deacon Jerome know, and he can let you know how to put it out there in order that we may be able to receive it. And as I receive it, you know, if I get more than one, two, or three, then I just have to pray over and make a choice for our next subject, okay? But we want to be a help and a blessing to all our church members, because we just want you to know that a whole lot of preachers, you know, they're not preaching the word, they're not teaching the word. And some people, you know, they just want to preach on one or two different subjects. Some may preach on another subject all the time. But we want to have a variety of things that we want to teach on, because it is needed. It is needed. The Bible says that God gives some teachers, some evangelists, some prophets. He gives us different gifts and different ministries. So we just want to do whatever we can do to help you to grow strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in order that you may fight the good fight of faith, okay? All right. Those of you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Okay, Genesis chapter 3. I want somebody to begin reading. Can we get a reader? Well, I'll let you know when to stop. Genesis chapter
3, beginning with verse 1. First book in the Bible. Is this the
locust reading? Okay.
Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And
okay,
when the
that's
woman
good.
Oh,
okay, you stop right there. Thank you very much, Sister Lopez.
Thank you.
Now watch this. We're still talking about people who is toxic. I mean, you know, we need to know where they got this behavior from. And the first person that we see in the beginning, in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, we find that the most toxic creature was a serpent. And listen to what I'm saying, which was a serpent that was demon-possessed by Satan. Are y'all getting this?
Well, yes.
He was, the serpent was demon-possessed by Satan. And notice what the Bible says. He was more subtle than any beast of the field. Now, what I want to point out to you, you may want to write this down, you may want to record it, whatever you want to do with it, but I want to share this with you. When we look at the word subtle, some call it subtle, but it's subtle. And it's the Hebrew word. It is found in many places in the Hebrew Bible. And it's pronounced Aram, Aram. Whether it is a singular or plural, it can mean, watch this, it can mean sly, cunning, crafty. And otherwise, what we're saying, it can mean artful, which is the same thing of sly, crooning, crafty, charming. Sneaky, tricky, devious, calculating, conniving. And more. Man, I tell you, that word subtle means a whole lot in its original Hebrew language. But I imagine y'all kind of get the gist of what it really means now. And as we look at these passages, the Word of God, we find that Satan, he used his charm by using the serpent. Now, I want you to know the serpent at this time was a beautiful creature. He was a beautiful creature. Even when you look at some snakes now, you can see some beautiful designs in their skin. You know, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of people like to wear snake skin boots, snake skin purses, and snake skin jackets and skirts and things like that, because there's still left some beauty in the skins. But I want you to know, and the serpent in its original form was really a beautiful creature. He was not one that slid around in the dust. He was able to move upright. He was able to move upright. And the thing about it is that he gave in to Satan, spirit. And of course, Satan, you know, is the one who came to Eve to tempt her to do what God told them not to do. And he told Adam not to eat from that fruit. And Adam, no doubt, told Eve not to eat from the fruit. It could be possible that God told both of them at the same time not to eat from the fruit. It doesn't matter, but God said, don't eat from the tree, that forbidden fruit. Okay? Go not to eat from the tree in the garden. They had another choice. They could have ate from the tree of life, but they didn't need that from that, because Satan didn't want them to eat from that particular tree, because if they would have ate in the state of innocence, they could live forever. And no doubt God probably would have taken the forbidden tree from the garden. So watch this. Now we find that Satan's main objective was to deceive Eve. And he did a pretty good job by convincing Eve that God was withholding something from them, as if to say, God lied to you. God lied to you. Now, what did the Bible says about Satan and lies? Can anybody help us there?
What about the father of
them? He is the father of what?
Lies.
He is the father of lies.
Deception.
Okay, he's the one that invented it. He's the first one that used lies and deception. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, this is why we have to be very careful nowadays. Because like I said, when you come across a settled person who is toxic, they're sly, they're crafty, they're charming, they're sneaky, tricky, calculating. I'm telling you, they're all of that. And then some. So that's why, you know, when you are looking for a mate, or looking for a friend, or some friends, you got to be very careful not to be so eager to allow anybody to come into your life for them to as they say, run with you on a daily basis. Because what the Bible says about Satan, the thief come now to what?
Rob, steal, and kill.
Rob, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his main objective. His main objective. Okay, for those who is going through it with somebody toxic in your life, and man, I tell you, we done really broke it down what toxic is. And we already let you know who can be toxic. Anybody can be toxic. Anybody. Professionals can be toxic. Politicians. Preachers. Yes, preachers. Mothers, fathers. Sisters, brothers. Aunties, uncles. Girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. Anybody can be toxic. If they have the wrong spirit. One of the worst things that we can see in Satan as being slick and crooning is a liar. And God says he hates liars. And do you not know that there are some people who have lied to their loved one? They have lied to their wife, lied to their husband, lied to their children, lied to their sisters and brothers, and lied to their mothers and fathers, and so on and so on. They have patterned themselves after the greatest liar in the world that ever lived, and that's Satan. Even when people consider themselves telling a little white lie, a little white lie. I just told a little lie. Well, there's no such thing as a little white lie. A lie is a lie. Huh?
Period.
A lie is a lie. Now, since we said that, a lot of people don't realize this. But I just want you to know that there's a lot of people who think that they're going to heaven is not going to heaven. Now, you listen to what I'm saying. I want y'all to pay attention to what I'm saying. A lot of people who come to church and they say Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, and they come to church Sunday after Sunday, they even work around church, and yet they have sinned against their brothers and sisters and everybody else. God, the Bible says, shall we practice sin? God forbid. God forbid that we practice sin. Sin is a transgression of God's law. There's a lot of people telling you today that we're no longer under the law because we're under grace. But let me hit you to something. According to the Lord Jesus Christ, he told his disciples, and his disciples disciple us through the Holy Spirit, and he told them that he was giving them a new law. A new law. not just a law for the Hebrew children or the Jews, but this new law that he has given us is the law of love. And this law of love that God told us, that we, Jesus told us that we must observe, was hung on to loving God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and our neighbors as our what? Self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as ourself. Now let me tell you something. You can't go into heaven. You can't. You're not saved if you don't love God and you don't love people. And you not, and you sure can't go to heaven through the back door. And that's what some people are trying to do, but I'm here to tell you there's no back door. Jesus said he was the door to the sheepfold. Now let's really take a look at some things reason why I said that a lot of people is not going to heaven. Because they are full of unconfessed and repentant sin. Did y'all get it?
Get it.
A lot of people is full of unrepentant and confessed sin. Now let me tell you something. When you mess up, when you go and hurt somebody, and you lie on them. If you're married, now y'all listen. If you're married and you've been sneaking around on your husband or your wife, you've been lying to them. You have not been faithful to them. And the thing about it is, you not only is hurting yourself, but you're hurting them by being unfaithful. Unfaithfulness is a lie because you said you will honor and cherish and love as long as you both shall live. But when you go and I'm just using this for an example. If you go and you cheat on your spouse with somebody else, the Bible says if you join yourself to a harlot, you become one with that harlot. Okay? Now, if you go and cheat on your husband or your wife, okay, and say for instance, you don't repent, you're not converted, you don't ask that person that you have sin against to forgive you. What do you think gonna happen if you die? Y'all talk to me.
You're gonna go to hell.
What?
You ain't going to heaven. You're gonna go to the bus hell wide open, as they say.
Wow. Who is this?
Sister Reed. That's how it is.
Okay, now y'all listening what we're saying here? I mean, you know, if you are married, and I don't care what kind of problems you and your mate is having. Satan is busy, and you just want to get out there. Well, I got to get away from him. I got to get away from her. You know, she ain't treating me right in the bed, and this, that, and another. And the devil leads you off, and you're gonna let the devil show you somebody else that you can have a few minutes with, a so-called pleasure, and you mess around and you mess around, you get caught up in that, and you walk around like you are innocent, and you just as big a deceiver as Satan is, because you know that you're living a lie, and God hates a lie. And you know, there's a lot of people in church cheating, lying. And guess what? We don't know when Jesus Christ comes back. And the reason why I'm saying this, please listen to me. If if you're living a toxic life, and that's what it is, just being toxic. See, don't nobody have to cheat. Don't nobody have to lie. Don't have to do that. If you're in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit is in you, you're a new creature, and you can overcome all temptations. Now, if you're out there cheating, sneaking, and creeping, and all that old foolishness, and you die without going to that person that you've been cheating on, if you don't ask, if you don't admit that you've been cheating, because the Bible says, confess your sins. Well, I confess my sins to God. God didn't tell you to confess them kind of sins to him. He said, if your brother, you have something against your brother's sister, they have something against you, you go to them. Is that what the Bible says?
What it says.
It says, go to them if you have fault. Go to them.
801.
Thank you very much. But we're going to 8:15 for now, okay?
And thank you for letting me know.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're going to 8:15 for now, and we'll get back on our regular time. But notice this. If you don't go and confess your sins that you have committed toward your husband or your wife, knowing that you've been cheating on them, and you call yourself going to ask God to forgive you, then God said, repent and be converted. If you repent and you mean it when you go to your spouse, your husband, you mean it, you turn away from that. But just going to God said, you know, you're going to go around God's word and you're going to do it your way. And you think you're going to heaven? God has set some rules and some guidelines for us to live by. Are we getting this?
Yes,
I hope we're getting this. You know, if I've done anything to anybody to hurt them, and God forbid that I do to hurt them, and somebody tell me that I hurt them, I will apologize. If I was wrong, I will apologize to them. If I'm right, you're not going to get no apology out of me. But if I'm wrong, if I hurt you maliciously in any kind of way, I will apologize. You see, because one thing about it is I know that I have to stand before God and bow down before him. And I want to hear him saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, we got to learn how, as Christians, to get ourselves out of trouble. We see all these toxic people walking around here, you know, lying, cheating, stealing, hurting people, you know. And we said that we're child of God, children of God. Hey, we better start act like it. We better start acting like we are his children.
Amen.
And quit chucking and jiving. You see, because, hey, look, y'all see what's going on right here in the world today? Y'all better pay attention. Our time is running out. And quit. And the thing about it is, what I'm saying, even if you're in a toxic relationship with people that you know, a person that you know don't mean you no good, run. Have you ever watched Forrest Gump?
Yes, we have.
You know, when he had polio and he had those braces on, and them boys got out to him in that truck, he saw that little girl told him, run, Forrest, run. Boy, he took off, man. Before you know it, those braces came off, and he smoked that truck. That's what you got to do. You got to run from toxic people. I hear something, and I just haven't came across it today. It says, it's better to have lost and lose than live with a person the rest of your life that is toxic. Don't that make sense?
Makes sense.
Yes, sir.
It's better to have lost and lose than to live with a toxic person the rest of your life. And that made a lot of sense to me. I don't know about you. It's just not worth living with somebody who is all messed up and he's trying to mess you up to destroy your life. Okay, we're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good so far. First thing we point out to you is moving on without them. You got to learn how to move on without a toxic person. Number two, we haven't got to number two yet, but we're finna hit it right quick. Stop pretending there are toxic behaviors, okay? Is it anybody ever met someone like that that's with a toxic person and they just act like everything is okay? Yeah. Anybody? Huh? I sure would like to hear from somebody that we haven't heard anything from on this subject. Stop pretending their toxic behavior is okay.
It's not. Remember that, because I've been in a situation like that. An old song reminds me, trying to love too, it's not easy to do. And it's not. It's very toxic.
Okay.
Very, very toxic. And the worst thing you can do is sign out the hard way. It's not pleasant. That's what toxicity would do to any man, woman.
Okay. Let's see, can we hear from somebody else? Anybody else want to jump in here and help us out?
Yeah, Bishop. I thank God for you this evening, but I've just come out of it again, and only because you and Bishop and Sister Reed have talked to me when I came to y'all. I allowed my brother and my cousin and to live in my house, and I thought maybe they had changed because that's what they had told me. But then on the other end, I kept seeing different. And it had got me down where I wouldn't talk to nobody. I didn't eat. I stayed in my room most of the time because my bathroom was in my room. I had got that low, so I had to. And I thank God for Bishop because he's seen it. And I thank God for him talking to me and most of my sisters too, because we have really been a big help to me. I can go to her and talk to her about a lot of things, and she will give me the right advice, just as well as Bishop. And I did what you said, do put them back out of your house. And now it's like a big burden lifted up off of me. And I thank God for Bishop and Sister Reed.
All right. We thank God for you too, Sister Kathy. We love you, and we just want you to be strong in the Lord and in power with his might. Toxic people, you know, their behavior is not okay. If you're not careful, toxic people can use their moody behavior to get preferential treatment because,
They will, and that's what they did. That's what they did. Use my kindness.
All right. Well, Thank God that you've done something about it before it's too late. Because we don't want nobody to be fooled. Even short term equal long term pain. Just got to remember that. If you decide that you want to put up with them just for a little while, before you know it, you'll be in there for the long haul. And when they won't be suffering, they won't be having no mental breakdown, but you will.
Yeah, because they told me 2 weeks, and 2 weeks ran into 2 months.
And then it could have went for a whole year.
Yeah. Yes,
or longer.
Yeah, because one of my brothers had. It had. One of my brothers, I did lay him. He lived for me about 3 years, and he was drinking and doing women's, and I said, I'm going to stay out of that because it ain't my business. But I got so depressed, and I started seeing stuff, and then Sister Reed started talking to me, and it got me back on the right track. And
okay.
I thank God for her.
All right. Praise God for a sister in Christ that knows the word and has had some experiences where she can pass that wisdom on. Because let me say this, toxic people don't change if they are being rewarded for not changing. They're not going to change. Especially when they're living in your house. You're taking care of them. You're giving them a roof over their head. You're putting food in their stomach. And letting them go and come and do whatever they want to do. They're
exactly.
not going to change.
Exactly. I even was giving them money, you know. I was giving my brother no money, so trying to help him because they kept saying, I'm a Chinese, but it didn't get better, it got worse.
Okay. Well, I thank God that you have been delivered and set free there. Don't let them back in there.
He outside now, but he keep calling me, talking about he's sleeping outside and stuff, but I told him I cannot let him back in my house.
Okay, we just want to say this with this particular part. Stop pretending their toxic behavior is okay because it's not. And maybe somebody else that's kind of tiptoeing around them and making special parties for their continued belligerent behavior, causing constant drama, negativity, and never worth putting up with. It's not worth putting up. You just got to learn how to let them go. If someone ever over the age of 21 can't be responsible, reliable adults on a regular basis, it is time for them to go.
Yes, it is.
That's all there's to it. If they have not been diagnosed with a mental problem, and you are there to help them, and even at that, you can only do so much for those who have mental problems. You're not a doctor. They need to be in an institute where they can get help. But all these other people that's walking around here, over 20, let me back that up. They can be 18. And older. And nowadays, if you're 18, they consider you to be grown. So if you put up with that kind of behavior, you don't have to. Okay? The next time we come back, Lord says, saying we won't be going to be talking about part three. Speak up. Don't let them talk you down. Speak up. Anybody have any comments or observations on our lesson this evening? Other than Brother Brown. Brother Brown, let's get somebody else another chicken.
Yeah, just one question. That word is subtle. And I wrote in front of that word subtle, and that the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts of the field. And I wrote down that he is the cunt of all cunts.
Yeah.
Nobody has, to my knowledge, outcome the devil. Only you can defeat him by the word of God. That's the only way you can get it. You can't con him. And I just want to throw that in.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any comments and observations? You see, by talking about this issue as a major issue that some of us deal with on a daily basis,
exactly.
But we try to keep it quiet. We don't want to talk about it. You know, yep. We don't want nobody to know that we're going through it. But it makes a big difference when we reach out and try to help you.
Yes, it did. It made a big difference in me.
Anybody else have any comments, any observations? Got a few more minutes.
I just want to say that this is a good topic to talk about, and I just wish more people, you know, tuned in. I know the few of us that are here and we are sharing, but, you know, it would enlighten so many people to know and understand that a lot of people don't understand that they can get away from some people and from some of the environments. And they don't really know how, and they ain't strong enough and in the Lord to know and to have that holy boldness to go. So this is so good. I like to wish we could just record it and put it out where everybody can hear it. And I'd like to, you know, even maybe go over some more pointers of this, because this is awesome to know. And when you know, hopefully when people now that we know and like Sister Talia said, when you talk to her, now she understand and she did better. She got strength. And so when people know better, maybe they'll do better. And I just thank the Lord, because this is awesome. And we just to continue to share this. And thank you for this topic.
Awesome.
And bless you.
Thank you so much. Amen. Hello, amen. Well, we're going to keep this topic for at least two more weeks. The Lord is the same. So we just hope and pray, you know, that if you know anybody, you know, that you think that they need the Lord's help, to try to get them to tune in with us. Because I believe that it would do them a lot of good. That's all some people need, just some encouragement to put their foot down and to speak up and get them toxic people out of their lives.
It's all right.
All right. God bless all of you. Our time has come to an end. Thank God for every last one of you. We thank God for those of you who showed up for Easter. Thank God for everything that you have done in celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ with us. And we hope and pray that we will see you again this coming Sunday. And we hope all will be well. Please, whatever you do, we invite somebody else to come to the Passion of Christ First Community Church, where everybody is somebody and Christ Jesus is Lord. Let's say good night. Love you.
Hello, Pastor.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes, Jerome? I just wanted to inform everybody that the sermons and the Wednesday night Bible study, you can find that under the sermons tab on the church app.
Okay.
But thank you for reminding us, and we just have to let everybody know to go to it. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
To remind everybody that we will have an outing. If the weather permits, going to Traders Village on Sunday after church. So bring your comfortable gear. Y'all want to dress churchy, that's fine, but then bring your comfortable outfit so you can change your clothes. We can go on out there and make a quick evening of it. Everybody's invited. You men folks can follow us if you'd like. Can join us, I mean. Thank you. That's it.
Please be sure to wish Sister Sibby Brown a happy birthday on Saturday. Thank you.
All right. Hey, God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you,
Jerome. Good night.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.